Chava, with your permission, Zat Hashem, Rosh Hashanah is coming. Comes the Gemara, and the Mishnah, it tells us, Chava Tishrei, Feze of Tishrei, Orim Lepanav Kimne Maron. Hashem judges the world. How tough and hard his judgment, says the Gemara, that Hashem judges everybody. And if Am Israel has a king, maybe today means prime minister, if they will have one, then the king is being judged first. Says the Gemara, why? Well, it's not because the king is more important, in a way. Because if HaKadosh Baruch Hu will judge the world first, the nation first, and then he'll judge the king, he might be so furious after he judges the people that for sure he'll judge the king for the bad decision, the bad verdict. So therefore the Gemara says, Hashem judges first the president, the king, because now Hashem is not angry yet. Because he's only the first person online. But after Hashem will judge so many people online, and Chas Shalom, not everybody behaves the way he should behave, Hashem is going to get furious and furious. Mara says, Hashem will judge the king first because Hashem has mercy on the king. You see from that statement in the Gemara, this Rosh Hashanah is a very tough day. Very tough day. On the contrary, Shana, Nehemiah told them Israel in Bet HaMikdash, the open second Bet HaMikdash, and they were crying because Ezra gave them a speech, Musar. Nehemiah said, don't cry, today is a very happy day. Go eat home, eat fat food, drink sweet drinks, send Mishloach Manot to each other, and be very happy. How could you be happy if this is the day that Hashem HaShalom will decide something bad? How can you be bad? How can you be happy? The opposite, the Rambam says, you know, the HaKadosh Baruch Hu told Malachi HaSharet, they were waiting for Am Yisrael to sing. But the Gemara says the angels upstairs, they sing after they hear our singing. It's our importance to pray next, early, and to say, the Pesukei Zimra, Hallelujah, 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 Kol Malachav, Hallelujah, Kol Tzeva'av. So when we say that, the angels upstairs start singing. Says the Gemara, Rosh Hashanah, the angels ask HaKadosh Baruch Hu, are they going to say Hallel to Am Yisrael? She says, no, how can you say Hallel? The books of death, the books of life are open, and nobody is very happy now. So you can say Hallelujah, yes, but don't say Hallel today. You see, it's a very scary day. Come Shulchan Aruch, and says, listen, Rosh Hashanah comes, you should wear nice clothing, not as fancy that you wear on Chag, but in between Chag and Shabbat, a special clothing you should have for Rosh Hashanah, the special kavanah when you put it on, and you should take a haircut, you should take a shower, you go to mikveh, and be happy. Say happy, I should be happy. Says the Gemara, Shanur brings the Gemara, the two, says, because hopefully, you know, Hashem is very kind to you. And probably you'll win the case. How can you win the case? Even Yaakov Avinu, the Gemara said, was afraid. He was going to meet Laban, and Hashem promised him, I'm going to be with you. The Gemara says, Yaakov Avinu said, I don't know, maybe I did something wrong in my life. How can I be so sure that Hashem's promise to me? Hashem promised him. He still doesn't believe. Silly things, even Hashem promised, maybe Hashem will not fulfill it because maybe I did something wrong. Okay? Here comes Rosh Hashanah. A person comes from Rosh Hashanah. The Gemara says he comes all cleaned up, shaved, took haircut, Ezra's clothing. Says the Gemara, on the contrary, the Goy, the Gemara says, when they come to a court, they wear black clothing, they don't take a haircut, they don't take a shower. It's a question of life or death. how could you come to Beit HaKnesset Rosh Hashanah Pesach Shulchan Aruch, because, you know, I'm going to win the case. Are you going to win the case? What's your balance sheet? Balance sheet is positive, okay? But you don't know if balance is positive or negative. You don't know. The Rambam writes in his commentary that you cannot figure out, even if you write every day, what's the good thing that you did and what's the bad thing. Let's assume. Yeah. Rambam said, let me tell you something. When HaKadosh Baruch Hu decides the score that you're going to get, it's nothing to do with numbers. It says one mitzvah can have 1,000 points and one mitzvah can have 1,000,000,000. One sin can have 1 point, one sin can have 1,000,000,000. Hashem did not tell us, says the Rambam, based on the Gemara, of course, that we don't know the point. To make a balance sheet, you have no idea what's going to happen. You think you kept Shabbat, you put tefillin, that means nothing. You have one guy that you don't get along with him. You have to fight with him. This is maybe it's worth, Rabbi Akiva says, billions of mitzvot. So Hashem is going to weigh the mitzvot far away, Gemara says. You never know. You never know what's going to happen. It's not achicha belvavecha. You hate somebody in your heart. Every second is a sin. Every sin, who knows how many points. You never know. You come to Beit HaKnesset Rosh Hashanah and says, why are you so fancy? It's a court case. Last year, some people came to Rosh Hashanah to Beit HaKnesset, fancy, they're not with us anymore. How can you take a chance? I mean, what's the privilege to come to Beit HaKnesset and to say, I'm winning the case. You don't have even a lawyer. We're going to say to Hashem, the Gemara says, listen, halacha and Shulchan Aruch. You must do it. It's not, if you want to do it, it's inadvisable. Halacha and Shulchan Aruch, the same Shulchan Aruch, it says what to do. Shulchan Aruch tells us, listen, Rosh Hashanah, wear nice clothing. Not as fancy as Yom Tov, but a little bit less. Don't pay for the suit $2,000, pay $1,900. What does it mean exactly? As well, we say Friday night a few times. Pesukim in Tehillim. Smechu Hashamayim v'tagel aretz. Skies are happy. Earth is happy. Yam Yom Lo. Sea, the ocean is happy. Tevei Yeshev. The world is happy. Why is everybody happy? What happened? What's coming up? So we say, Kiva, Hashem is coming, Lishpot Haaretz, Hashem is coming to judge the world. Yishpot Hevel B'Tzedek, B'Mim V'Sharim. There we say, Sin Tehillim. Tzadik Zayin, Tzadik Chet, Tzadik Te. Hashem says, everybody is happy, Hashem is coming to judge the world. It's the worst thing in the world. Everybody wants to run away from a court. Here, David HaMelech says, Tehillim, everybody's going to be happy. How are we happy? Hashem is coming. Who will be able to win the case? Everybody is happy. Hashem is coming. King Chachamim also told us, listen, look. Comes Rosh Hashanah. Chachamim says in the Gemara, says Al Chayim Shulchan Aruch. That in Shemoneh Esre, Lethet Baracha, Ata Kadosh, Shemcha Kadosh. Shemcha Miyuchasela, Baruch Ata Hashem, Akel HaKadosh, Vesey Akel HaKadosh. As Rosh Hashanah comes, they have to say, HaMelech HaKadosh. The King. King? Why is the king? What happened now? We're going to say, some explanation. It means Hashem is judging. Okay, but I did say Hashem is the king already. I said the first bracha, Melech Ozer Moshiach again. I said, okay, Hashem is the king. Second bracha, I said, Melech Mitumchaye. Hashem kills and revives. What's so important to say, HaMelech HaKadosh? I don't say anything about judgment right now. I just say, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is holy. So, what does the Midrash say? Akel HaKadosh or Melech HaKadosh? What do you mean? If you don't remember if you said it, you have to repeat Shmoneh Esrei. From Rosh Hashanah to Yom Kippur, you must say HaMelech HaKadosh. The Holy King. My Holy King has to do anything. This has to do with Rosh Hashanah, Holy King. The Elish Chanarov says, during the week, instead to say Melech Oev Tzedakah Mishpat, Hashem loves Tzedakah Mishpat, you should say HaMelech HaMishpat. Whatever it means in grammar. HaMelech, the king, the court. what's wrong to say the king loved tzedakah? End quote. No, not good. According to some opinion, Sfaradim, he did not say Shmoneh. Ashkenazim, okay, but better not. I mean, what's important to understand? I say every day, Melech, the king, Ohev, he loves tzedakah, charity, and mishpat. Give money to the mikveh. Fine. Okay? Satim Shiva, don't say this. Why Hashem doesn't like it? What happened? Maybe Hashem doesn't. He loves tzedakah. Hashem loves tzedakah. He can't say that. If you say that, it means he did not daven. He didn't pray. I didn't pray. Why I didn't pray? I said Hashem loves tzedakah and mishpat. Omit tzedakah. Why omit tzedakah? I'm not allowed to give tzedakah. Of course, you're not allowed to give tzedakah. Hashem loves tzedakah. Of course, Hashem loves tzedakah. What's wrong with this? Shulchan Aruch, don't say that. The Gemara. Don't say Melech tzedakah. Don't say. You say Hamelech Hamishpat. The king, the court. The king, the court. This is meaning, really doesn't mean anything in grammar. The sentence doesn't mean anything. The king of the court, it's not English, it's not Chinese. I don't know what it is. But the Gemara said, that's what you have to say. What's all about? Comes the Gemara and says, I want to tell you a secret Hashem said. Since I'm going to judge in Rosh Hashanah, I would give you an advice that you will be able to escape the court. Imagine. Somebody is in front of a judge. And who knows, the verdict can be death penalty. And just say, listen, I want to tell you something. This is something, you get out of court. I say, do I need a lawyer? No, you don't need a lawyer. How are you going to come out of court? There's a prosecutor over here. So Hashem said, I'll tell you what to do. You say a sentence, says that I'm a king. It's called Malchuyot, in Musaf. Then you say sentences about me remember you. And then you blow the shofar, and you say 10 sentences about shofar. Court dismiss. How dismiss? The guy who knows what he did during the year, and he has Rosh Hashanah, the court case, and Hashem tells him, say those 10 sentences, 10, 10, 10, 30 sentences in Musaf. You read it in Musaf, Rosh Hashanah, and says, what is it all about? Hashem said, exemption from the court. Dismiss. What did they do? Because Hashem, I say Hashem is a king? But what? What does it make? What does the balance sheet show? I'm in a negative column, chas v'shalom. Okay. She said, don't worry about it. Just say the sentences. What is it, a trick or something? Imagine, Gemara says, always have to imagine. Machut et ha'kiyad, machut et ha'ara. I said, you have to imagine in front of a court. Downtown, and then in front of the judge. And the prosecutor reads what he did. He said, Your Honor, 1 second. You the king, you the king, you the king, you the king, 10 times. Remember, 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 remember. And then shofar, 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 shofar. And the judge will say, dismissed. It's not even a joke. How do people understand it? But it's a Gemara. A Shulchan Aruch. And by the way, the Rishonim say, and every tefillah that we pray, is when Rabbanan Chachamim told us to pray. Is there only one tefillah from Hashem? Musaf Rosh Hashanah. Musaf Rosh Hashanah is from Hashem. Every time you do Musaf, it's Chachamim. Shacharit Chachamim. Mincha Chachamim. Avit Chachamim. Neila Chachamim. Everything Chachamim. Musaf Rosh Hashanah, Hashem said. Hashem said, Imru Lefanai Malchuyot. Say those sentences in front of me. Hashem expects us to say it. On Shemoneh Esrei of Musaf, Rosh Hashanah. Musaf Rosh Hashanah is the only time Hashem wants you to daven to him. The rest of the year is optional. Chachamim said, do it, okay? But Hashem, only once. Musaf Rosh Hashanah. Imagine how important it is. And how important it is, Hashem is going to dismiss the case. Oh, Chachamim will tell us, in a way, if you say it in right, then we live in a mistake. Until today, everybody thought, until I came, at Rosh Hashanah is a court case, Hashem judges you. What did you do? 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 Gemara says the following. September Chatzotot, Barashat Barotcha, Hashem told Moshe Rabbeinu, make trumpets, and you blow it. Roshei Chodeshchem u'Mo'adechem, Chodesh, Mo'adechem, Rosh Hashanah, also. Blow.
Alors, au thème, à tout.
Non, toi. 16 de Gemara de Fale, look. Hashem aims for one thing. If you're going to reach what Hashem has in mind, and Hashem will see that you think that you say it seriously, Hashem will waive the gezorot from you. Since the Gemara says, Hashem created this world as a path for next world. It's called Olam Haba. Kol Yisrael, Olam Haba. The purpose of this world is which a person should earn enough points to go to Olam Haba. That's the purpose. Hashem did not create us to walk around and to die. Hashem will never do such a thing. Hashem created us because Hashem wants us to be in Olam Haba. Hashem created this world with the letter Hey, it's the letter of Teshuvah, Olam Haba, and the letter Yud. And Hashem puts us over here. And Hashem said, okay, now go. The mitzvot that Hashem gave us, the Rambam, everybody said, Hashem doesn't care less. Eat kasher, don't eat kasher. What do you think? Hashem cares. No, those, all the mitzvot are to earn and to get points for Olam Haba. That's what you're here for. So when Hashem says you don't do something, Hashem doesn't care less if you do or you don't. Hashem said, listen, if you do this thing, you might lose so many points that you'll never be able to be in Olam Haba. But this is just an issue. Let me tell you, you have 248 mitzvot asim, 248 mitzvot to do, and 365 not to do. At least, if you keep all this, you have enough points to be in Olam Haba. And Bible, the Gemara says, Olam Haba is after Mashiach will come, Yad Be'aminu Amin. Then he will be with HaMikdash. Then the dead ones will rise. And then Hashem is going to rejudge the whole world again. A person can be in Gan Eden for 3,000 years, 4,000 years, 5,000 years. Tchilat HaMitim, the dead ones will rise. Hashem is going to collect everybody. The ones, the one in Gan Eden, of course. And he's going to rejudge them again. It's called Yom Hadin HaGadol. The Gemara says, that Shaul HaMelech went to a magician and asked her to bring a neshama up. He wanted to ask a neshama if she go to a war against the Syrians in Machshima. And the magician brought the neshama of Shmuel HaNavi. And Shmuel HaNavi, the magician was so powerful, Shmuel HaNavi felt that somebody is pulling him out of Gan Eden. While he's being pulled out of Gan Eden, from that magician, he ran to Moshe. Nishmat Moshe in Gan Eden said, Moshe, come. Moshe said, what happened? So Shmuel told him, I think it's Mashiach is here. And Hashem is getting me out of Gan Eden right now to rejudge me as the rest of the world to see if we qualify to Olam Haba. And Moshe Rabbeinu said, I don't think so. But I don't know why he's being pulled out. And then he was pulled out because of that magician. So that's the call, the big day of court, that Hashem will decide if you have enough points to go to Olam Haba. Even though you won Gan Eden, it doesn't mean that you're eligible for Olam Haba. For Olam Haba, you have to have more points, or more positive things that you did in this world to get to Olam Haba. I'd like to show you a small story. I says, you know, in Europe, was in Poland, was a city, was Kelem. It was Bet HaMusa. Then Musa Tzadikim. I don't want to describe the Tzadikim too much now. It's too late. But I want to tell you something. The head of the Bet HaMusa, it's called Asaba Mikelem, the grandfather from Kelem, he used to come in a dream to Abchatsk Levinstein to take the Mir Yeshiva to China. It's a whole story. It's holy, holy, holy. One day at night, he has a dream that somebody from 1,000 years ago is going to come to the town to give a lecture. Rabbeinu Yonah, the one who wrote Sha'arei Teshuvah. And they tell him in a dream, you should know it's going to be in a very small place and not everybody will be able to get in. You want to try? Go over there. If you're going to get in, we'll see. I'm only talking about one of the holiest in Europe. It's about 80 years ago. So in a dream, he goes over there, and there's a guard, and the guy is going, what's your name? And he said, I'm Asaba Mikelem.
So, oh, I heard about you, tzaddik, 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 tzaddik.
I said, I came to hear the lecture. Rabbeinu Yonah from 1,000 years ago. Time of the Rambam. I said, sorry. It's no room for you. No room for you. As you're a big tzaddik, I agree with you 100%. But, you know, look inside. There's no room. He says, he prayed with him. He said, listen, please, I love Musar, I love Shari Tshuva. I heard about Rabbeinu Yonah, I learned Rabbeinu Yonah, Shari Tshuva. He said, listen, sorry. Anyway, he started to talk about it. He says, yeah, who are you? You have Yeshiva, you have Beta Musa, learn Musa, you have children. He said, yeah, I have children. I said, what are the children? He says, one of the children's name. I said, oh, that's your son? Okay, because of your son? Bravo. Go inside. Please, go inside. Goes inside, he listens to the lecture, he wakes up. He wakes up, he goes in the morning to his son. He said, the story is written. He asked his son, tell me, what about you? What is it all about? I'm, you know, old man, Beta Musa and everything. He didn't let me go. They said, no room. He said, you tzaddik? Yeah. But you can't, there's no room for you. But then, when after he started talking to me, I told him, you have a son, you know him. I think his name was Zevet, maybe. The son said, I don't know. Why? No, nothing. I said, please think, did you ever do something? I said, well, I'll tell you something, Papa, one time, you know, since I have holes in my shoes, I saved penny to penny, and I bought myself a new pair of shoes. After I bought a new pair of shoes, then somebody knocked on the door, I said, a burglar, and I said, I brought him inside, I gave him something to drink and something to eat, and I look at his feet, I say, he doesn't have shoes. He has some garments, some schmatis wrapping around his foot. I looked at him and said, what? You got no shoes? He says, I got no shoes. So I gave him a new shoes. So, see? The whole Musar is worthless. The whole Musar is worthless. So Ram Abba, the Gemara says, is a new court if you'll be able to be qualified to be the holiest of the holiest in Gan Eden, 3,000 years, you said, thanks to Ram Abino. Thank God, Ram. The purpose of this world is Olam Haba. Come Chachamim and say, look, Hashem at the front of Olam Haba, Hashem is going to ask you questions. So the first question is Hashem is going to ask, Kavat Hetim LaTorah, did you learn every day something? Nasadam Tad Be'emuna, you conducted your business with honesty? Kipit HaLishuah, did you wait for Olam Haba? That's it. If the answers of those three are positive, you can go to Olam Haba. Even though the 100% tzaddik means nothing. Says the Gemara, you should know, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, when He gave us the mitzvot, it's not because of the sake of the mitzvot. Hashem doesn't care. He did mitzvah, he didn't mitzvah, Hashem doesn't care. Hashem only wants to see if you care for Olam Haba. Because if you don't care for Olam Haba, it's not a punishment. I mean, the guy died. The guy died, did nothing because he did something. Hashem can wait to get the road. Hashem doesn't care less if somebody does something. Or it doesn't do. I says, Hashem said, it means if you don't do, it means you don't care for Olam Haba. And I did create you for Olam Haba. So if you don't do this, it means don't. So revoke the visa. It's not a punishment. The man is dead. Sometimes the man is dead, not because he didn't keep Shabbat or because he didn't have kasher. No. Those things are only a reason for Hashem not to supply whatever he wants, because that guy doesn't think about Olam Haba. That's the problem. And that's what the Torah paints the whole thing. When the Torah came out of Egypt, I says, that's the purpose. So Hashem gave us the Torah. Hashem gave us the Torah. Moshe told them, Israel, you're coming out of Egypt, you're going to go to Arsene and get the Torah. I says, Moshe, I don't understand what you're saying. I didn't need the Torah, but Baruch Hashem, I'm fine. I didn't need the Torah. I'm fine. I don't kill anybody. I don't do any bad thing to nobody. So what is the Torah for? You don't understand. You're not here for here. You're here for Olam Haba. Without the Torah, you want me to go to Olam Haba. That's the whole thing. That's the whole trick of the Torah. Come to Chag, the Gemara says that those are the words of the Gemara. Hashem said to him, listen, come to Rosh Hashanah. I want you to understand one thing. It's not I'm going to judge you this here what you did last year. I will, but that's not the purpose. I'm not going to charge you on Rosh Hashanah. What did you do last year? What did you do this year? No. I'm going to judge this Rosh Hashanah because I want this Rosh Hashanah to be Olam Haba. That's what Hashem wants. As Rabbi Nissim writes in his explanation of Maseret Rosh Hashanah, he said, look, Adam Rishon Rosh Hashanah ate from the tree. So Zohar says, Aryeh said, if he would not have eaten from the tree, he would be Mashiach. Because Adam is abbreviation, Adam David Mashiach. And it's going to be Olam Haba on the spot finished. Since he didn't listen, it's not something very bad. So he ate from the tree, so it doesn't matter. Hashem doesn't care about this thing. But if you didn't listen, what it means is you don't want to obey the mitzvot. It means you don't want to be in Olam Haba. Not because you don't want to obey mitzvot. The mitzvot are nothing. Mitzvot are only a tool. And Hashem wants to hear from you. You want Olam Haba, you don't want Olam Haba. You can't say, Hashem, I want Olam Haba, and then you eat not kosher food. It means you don't want Olam Haba. Hashem doesn't care about do. Hashem wants to accomplish so-called His idea in this world. Idea of HaKadosh Baruch Hu is Olam Haba. Hashem created this world in order to reach Olam Haba. So, do you want to do what Hashem wanted, had in mind? No. That's all. So, Gemara says, Rosh Hashanah, Hashem doesn't judge you what happened last year. Hashem does judge you, but that's not Hashem is going to come with the verdict. Listen, because you did this, you did this, you did this, Hashem says, I'm going to punish you. No. Because you did this and this, 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 it means they chose to know Olam Haba. But what you did, I really don't care. That's a batch to me. Hashem doesn't care less. The Gemara says, if you slaughtered animal from the neck or from the back of the neck, you take the love. The Gemara says, not take the love. Who cares? Hashem cares about these things. Hashem cares only one thing. You want Olam Haba now. That's what Hashem cares. And you can't tell Hashem, I care for Olam Haba if you don't follow the rules to get Olam Haba. Comes the Gemara, Hashem judges the Rosh Hashanah, the person, if you want Olam Haba. That's it. Comes the Gemara, Hashem says, okay, let's still, it doesn't look like that you want Olam Haba. Hashem says, you know what? I have a solution for you. You just say right now on Rosh Hashanah that I'm the king. You know what it means? The Gemara says, no. You don't get it. I'm the king in Olam Haba, not now. Hashem Elokeinu, Hashem Echad. It says, first you say, Hashem is the king, Hashem is the king, Hashem is the king. All those times Hashem is the king is just a preparation for Olam Haba, Hashem is going to be the king. Hashem Echad. You know, listen, are you going to say that you want me to be a king in Olam Haba? He says, at least, I hope you're not. I hope you're honest. And of course, you're going to keep all the mitzvot next year, right? Because if you're not, you don't want Olam Haba. So it means, but the statement that you want Olam Haba, it means it's like you're promising a Kadosh Baruch Hu that you're going to keep everything next year, right? Right. So Hashem said, okay, if you're going to say all these things about Olam Haba, then I'm going to remember you. So Hashem has a terrific memory. You don't understand. But Hashem is going to remember you that you want Olam Haba. Because now I forgot about you. Because the way the balance sheet looks like, he didn't even think about Olam Haba. Because if you had thought about Olam Haba the whole year, you would not have done all these things. Whatever you did last year is because probably you didn't think about Olam Haba, or you didn't want Olam Haba, or you did not know about Olam Haba. But the bottom line is, your behavior only shows that you don't care about Olam Haba. So for me, in my eyes, I don't care about you. Because you don't care about Olam Haba, I don't care about you. But if you come to Rosh Hashanah, and you tell HaKadosh Baruch Hu sent 10 sentences that I am the king of Olam Haba, then I'm going to remember you. And then what I tell you, what thing? I want you to say 10 sentences about Shofar and blow the Shofar. You know why? The Gemara says, I tell you why. What's the Kavanah when you hear the Shofar? What's the Kavanah? So Rabbeinu Sa'adiyah Gaon said this and this and this and this. Mechila Rabbeinu Sa'adiyah Gaon, Mechila. The Gemara tells you what Shofar is all about. The Shofar is one thing. Vaya bayom ahu, itakav Shofar gadol. Yishayon Nabi said, what's going to be with the Shofar? Hashem is going to blow the Shofar. Above the Inverts Ashu, it's going to be Olam Haba, that's it, finish. If you want to know what's going to be Olam Haba, I'll tell you what it is. One day you can hear a Shofar, Hashem is going to blow a Shofar, and then everybody's going to run to Eretz Israel, and then he's going to bow down in the Tamigdash, it's going to be Olam Haba, that's it. Says the Gemara, that's the whole purpose. Hashem wants you to say that he is the king of Olam Haba. And therefore Hashem is going to remember you. And then he's going to say the Shofar of Olam Haba, and you're done with the court. So just opposite people think. You think Rosh Hashanah, scary thing. It's very scary. Hashem is going to come with a verdict. It's true. As I said, you have to be scared. But you have a hope. And the exemption for sure, the Gemara says, please dress up nicely and take a shave and take a shower. It's not like the Goyim. What do you mean like the Goyim? As I tell you, a Goy doesn't want Olam Haba. He never accepted the Torah. He never said, Na'aseh v'nishma. He cannot get Olam Haba. How can he get Olam Haba? He doesn't have points. That is a bad or good. He can go. You know, you go to Olam Haba, you have to reach a certain level. That level you cannot reach unless you keep the whole Torah. And then after you keep the whole Torah, then you give the shoes to that Mishulach. And if you don't have it, it means you're never going to get Olam Haba. So the Gemara says, aha, you see, a goy comes to court, he comes with the black clothing, he's right, he never given the case. He's done. He's not going to be Olam Haba. The court is not what you did. The court is, why did you do it? Because that shows you don't want Olam Haba. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants to achieve, says the Gemara, every Rosh Hashanah, a chance for Olam Haba. Actually, the Gemara says, when we blow the shofar, the Satan thinks it's Mashiach Olam Haba. Gemara says it. That's how powerful the shofar is. It's not the shofar. This is the shofar that Hashem wants you to have in mind. And he says, why am I going to blow the shofar Rosh Hashanah? Because I aim for the shofar Olam Haba. He says, why do I aim? Because I said already Hashem 10 times is the king in Olam Haba. That's it. So therefore the Gemara says, I want to do something. Listen, what's going to happen? I'll tell you what's going to happen. Mashiach is going to come and the dead one will rise, and after the dead one will rise, it's going to be the day of judgment Olam Haba. Come on, I want to tell you something. After you say Mechaya Amitim in 18, Rota Hashem Mechaya Amitim, you know what's the Kavanah. Gemara says, tell you, when Yitzchak Avinu jumped off the altar alive, the angels in Shemaim said, Mechaya Amitim. He says, oh, say, look, Yitzchak was considered dead. Because in Neshama flew away. And now he's alive again. It is, the angels said, Neshamaim, you know, Hashem is going to revive the dead ones. This is when? Before Mashiach will come. Okay. The next bracha is HaMelech HaKadosh. What do you mean? It means like this. It's not when you say HaMelech HaKadosh and Rosh Hashanah and Tzatzat HaMitzvah and this, it's not the king. He's the king of Olam Haba. That's what you have in mind. After Mechaya HaMitim, what Mechaya HaMitim? The dead man will rise. So what's going to be the dead man will rise? It's going to be Yom HaDin HaGadol. And what's going to be? It's going to be Olam Haba. And it's HaMelech HaKadosh means Olam Haba. Same thing Gemara says, you say HaMelech HaMishpat. You don't say Melech or Zedakah HaMishpat. Because Olam Haba is not Zedakah, it's finished. We didn't do it before Rosh Hashanah, it's too late. And Chachamim said, listen, Shmoneh Esreh, on Rosh Hashanah, if you read the text, until you say HaMelech HaKadosh, it says, Chol HaRisha HaShan Kulad Tichle, Mishel Zerum Min Haaretz, it's going to be only Republicans, no Democrats, everything will be according to the Torah, it's going to go against the Torah. It's in the text, in the text. Yim Loch HaTashem Elech HaKol Maaseecha, Be'atim Shkal Kodecha, Shalem Kodshecha, Yim Loch HaShem Olam Elokai HaKadosh, HaKadosh HaKadosh HaKadosh, HaMelech HaKadosh. So what do you say? What do you say? The old paragraph of HaTa Kadosh, Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippur is about Olam Haba. That's why I have to say HaMelech HaKadosh. What's HaMelech HaKadosh? Not like Hashem is a king now. Hashem is a king all the time. We say Melech Chazor Moshe Amagen, Melech Memitum Chaye. Some say Shmoneh Esrei Melech. What's the crucial of Melech HaKadosh? Because it comes after Mechaye HaMetim. And Mechaye HaMetim is Hashem is going to revive the dead ones. And then it's going to be Olam Haba. And then we say Melech HaKadosh. And therefore, Chachamim said, that's the whole idea of Rosh Hashanah. A person in his head has to have only Olam Haba. That's Nechemiah told them, he said, stop the crying. It's not the sins that you did. This is supposed to be a happy day. Some people, you know, they don't know what they're going to get. It's true. That's all. But the hope that you have is enough. I don't care what's going to happen to this guy. He's going to make it, he's not going to make it. But I do care that everybody should have one thought, one aim, Olam Haba. Because that's the purpose of creation. And that's what the Gemara says, that Rosh Hashanah is true. It's a scary thing. It's a scary thing because maybe not going to be Olam Haba. But as long as you come with a statement to Kadosh Baruch Hu on Rosh Hashanah, it's a true statement. I want Olam Haba. It means in that statement it says, I'm going to be very good next year. Because otherwise, how can I have Olam Haba if I'm not good? So the point of Rosh Hashanah is different, says the Gemara. It is something very scary, but it's Mechu Hashem v'tagel l'aretz. And that's the maybe. What happened? It says, Kival Yishpot Aretz, Hashem is coming to judge the world. What's so happy about it? I'll tell you what. It's called Yom HaDin HaGadol. Then if Hashem judges the world, it means Olam HaBa is coming. Amen.